Day number three. It's kind of like Mission Impossible. Your role, if you choose to accept it, your role is to be the trustee, the manager, and the steward of 100% of what God entrusts you during your lifetime. You're a manager. You're a steward. You're a trustee. God is the provider. God is the source, but we are the managers. Matthew 25 talks about this idea that people were entrusted with some resources, and then he goes away, and then he comes back, and he's talking to them, and he says to the one, who did a good job, multiplied what he was given. The master was full of praise, and he said to him, well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together. He was given resources and he managed them well. This verse had a big influence on my life because about 10 years ago, God began to speak to my heart about being a pastor. And I had never gone to school to be a pastor. I never prepared to be a pastor. I never planned to be a pastor. I never wanted to be a pastor. I was in camp work for about 10 years. And then I headed up a national ministry in the U.S. as president for about 6 years. But God began to move. God began to speak to my heart and said, God, Brian, I want you to be a local church pastor. And I served in my local church as elder chairman. I was church chairman. I did preaching in that church and preached in other churches. But God began to speak to me. And I was looking at my life and looking at my finances and looking at different things. And that particular season of my life, I had over a six-figure salary. I began to contemplate what this kind of change would mean and realized that my salary would probably go down about 60% if I was to move into a pastoral role. And there was a real wrestling going on. And one day I was visiting some people in Denver and somebody said, Brian, one of the problems going on with you right now is you're trying to figure out how this would possibly work. You can't figure it out. You need to surrender to God's calling on your life. You know, where God guides, He provides. What He orders, He pays for. And if God is calling you into pastoral ministry, He is the one that will bring it about. And He is the one that will provide for your family. But you have to surrender. And I went up to that hotel room in Denver and I got down on my knees and I said, God, I don't understand how You'll ever do this. I don't know what church would ever have me. And God, I don't know how it will all work out. But at the end of my life, there's only one thing I want to hear. And that's, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Come and share in your master's happiness. And so on that basis of that, it didn't matter what my title is. It didn't matter what my salary was. It didn't matter where I lived. It didn't matter what I did. My only goal, my only role is to be a servant to the Lord Jesus. And so I got down on my knees that night and I said, God, okay. You know, at the time I was in my early 40s and I said, God, whatever You want. It's whatever You want. And it's that principle that you see, all of our lives are to be managed under the Lordship of Christ. What would God have you do? How would God have you live? How would God have you give? When you learn to become open-handed, it's all about what He would have for you. And so you live this life as a steward, as a manager, as a trustee, always with one goal in mind, that you might someday hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. It doesn't matter what the bank account says. It doesn't matter what your zip code is. It doesn't matter what kind of car you drive. What matters is, will you someday hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. 1 Corinthians 4:2, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And one of the things I've learned about stewardship and about managing and so forth is we're accountable. We're accountable for what we've been given. We're accountable for what God has called us to or entrusted to us. A number of years ago, I was in Florida and I took out a rental car. And, you know, if you think about an American ways of thinking about it, it's like, well, it's my car. You know, I've got the keys. I'm the driver. It's mine. And so, you know, I took that car and I drove it all over Florida, did all the things I needed to do. And then I was coming back and I was, you know, filling up with gas just before I went back to the rental place. And I was backing up in the gas station and I hit a cement pole that was about this high that I couldn't see and just totally scraped the back of that car. And here's what I discovered when I took that car back. They inspected it. They inspected it. And you know, it seemed like it was my car. It felt like it was my car. I owned it. I drove it. It was the keys in my hand, but it wasn't my car. It was Hertz's car. I was just loaned it for a time and there was a payment that needed to be done, but then now there was damage that was done and guess who? I had to pay for that. I was accountable. You see, I was a steward of that vehicle. I was free to use it. I was free to use it, but there was an accounting that goes on with Hertz or Alamo or any of those other companies. They check, what did you do with what we gave you? There's an accounting in our own life. We'll look at some other verses later in this week about, we can live with a life of wood, hay, and stubble or precious stones. And it's very possible that we can live for the wrong things and go in there and have the wrong focus. But we have to realize that when we are stewards, we are managers. And the greatest goal in life is to someday hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant, come and share in your master's happiness. It was reported that Martin Luther one time said that people go through three conversions, the conversion of their head, the conversion of their heart, and the conversion of their pocketbook. But then he said, unfortunately, not all at the same time. It's very possible that in a group this size, some of you have gone through a conversion of your head. You understand the Christian facts. You acknowledge them intellectually. But sometimes maybe you haven't dropped it 18 inches in your heart. Some people will miss heaven by 18 inches. They knew all about Christ, but they never received Christ. You see, we're to receive Him. We're to respond to Him. And so it's not just to be the conversion of our head and understanding the facts. It's to be receiving of our Savior. It's the conversion of our hearts. But ultimately, there's also conversion of our pocketbooks and our resources. In other words, all that God entrusts to us. And we are to be managers of 100%.